producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Reminding me of yesterday. You're so stuck on bringing me down. You should know by now that I'm not sticking around. Let it go.
7 half the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Isn't there all this racket around me, Richie? What's going on?
Where are you?
I am in the Radisson Hotel, which is in downtown Manchester, New Hampshire. And I've been told, I have it on good authority, there is an event here tomorrow that may shake the earth. The earth will move under our feet.
Are you predicting an earthquake?
No, wasn't there one, though, an earthquake in Japan over the weekend?
Yeah.
And now it has sparked a dirty thunderstorm, so that all of this is pretty spectacular. If you look at some of the audio, good, Doug. How do you look at some of the audio?
Look at the audio.
Yeah,
here's
let's
what
do
it
that.
Sounds like. Ah!
Yeah, I know, quite a mess. So it sort of reminds me of that when the fracture took place. What was that, 4, 5, 6 years ago, when the nuclear plant sort of fell into the ocean after the tsunami? Well, how long ago was that?
About 4 years, wasn't it?
Yeah, right. But anyway, the kinds of things, because Japan is so concentrated. There are, I believe, 150 million people that live on those small islands. They have no land to farm.
2011 Fukushima was.
Was it 2011? Okay. So they have, everybody is so compact. Everything that happens, whether it's the weather, whether it's a problem, some kind of violence, anything, shakes the whole country because the islands are not that big and people are living that close together. If you've ever been in Tokyo, I've never been to downtown Tokyo, but you see pictures of it. It is like living in a postage stamp. It's so much different than, but yet a very progressive country. Unemployment is very low. The jobs there are good, not as good as they were before the Chinese came along when they were, making everything for America. But this is one of the things I'm talking to the candidate. For those of you who are figuring this out now, just coming onto the program, I'm at the seat of where all the politicians are coming. There's what we call a radio row. And to explain that, many of you who listen to certain types of talk radio programming know that before elections or before there's some big event, there are groups of radio people who get together. We have about 20 or so in this room, different parts of a lot of New Hampshire broadcasters are here, a lot of national. Well, actually, no, I'm the only national guy who's here. But there are people from Virginia, Iowa, all over the country, in fact. And we've had access. I just had a conversation with Carly Fiorina, which we'll try to have prepared for the bottom of the hour. Donald Trump's son was up here. I had a conversation with him. And maybe we'll get that in the next half hour as well, Richie. But the way that this, it's really like a lottery system here. You just, and you've heard some people come by where I was. Do you want this? Do you want that?
Yeah, they're actually shopping you while you're on the air.
Yeah, right, while I'm on the air. But it's a good experience. It's sort of a part of Americana now. It's sort of a part of how the process works. I sat next to Carly Fiorina. She's a slight lady.
She's tiny, isn't she? I met her last year.
She comes across as very sincere, very perfunctory, if you will. And I asked her what she's doing in terms of the millennial vote. And she had a good answer to that. And I say this lovingly, if we can technically put it all together because of the way things are here, everybody's literally tripping over each other. I wonder sometimes, because I haven't done these. I swore to myself when I did this the last time, I said this to Richie, I'm not doing this again.
I remember that, actually.
Yeah.
I let Ellen talk me into
And here you are. But you know what? Here's the thing. The presidential election is a huge story this year. Say it's because of Donald Trump or just the place that we're in with all kinds of issues.
There's no love lost for Donald Trump in this room, I would tell you that.
Oh, of course. Nobody likes them on the if they're part of the establishment.
Right.
But his kid, I just said to his kid, what's it like at home for breakfast?
Did you meet Eric or Don Jr.?
Donald Jr. Smart kid, moving around. He knows how to answer the line. I said, okay, so breakfast at home, what's it like? And he had a 60-second answer to that. And then I said, okay, who cooks? He said, not my father.
You know, the one thing that even people who don't like Donald Trump can say is that if he were really truly a bad dude, I don't think his family would be as awesome as they are. Huh. I mean, they've stuck with him.
Right.
They're supportive of him.
They
work in the business.
They
don't write tell-all books and have drug problems. I mean, he's got a good family.
They're clean bunch. And that does tell you something about him. I think we don't see, you know, there's a certain way that people who use the media present themselves. I think that you probably could have a pretty good conversation if you got him in a room by himself and there was something that you had in common with him, that there would be a good conversation. It would just be the same kind of conversation that Richie, you and I have, or Jennifer, you and I have, or I have with the many people who listen to this program.
He's not that scary. I mean, to me, he doesn't scare me. Everybody talks about how scary it is, and I realize why. And don't take this the wrong way.
Shakes
this,
it up.
This is going to be meant as sort of a compliment, I think, backward, maybe backwards.
To whom?
But to you. I always say that you and my dad operate businesses, and I work for both of you. I am employees of both you and my father. And my dad operates his business in a certain way that reminds me a lot of Donald Trump's style. And I'm not saying that he makes, you know, like, not, we're not playing with the kind of money that Donald Trump plays, Dougie, but I would say in some ways you kind of do the same thing where you as you said, you shake it up, you try different things, you have to realize that spending money means something. You can't just throw a ton of money at a project. You've got to make some money back. I mean, there's a lot of similarities, and I guess that's maybe why he doesn't scare me, because if you're a small business owner, he sort of talks to you. I mean, that's what his message is all about.
He gets that.
Exactly.
He does
get
that. Yeah. Well, the whole tax situation, I asked Governor Gilmore about that in the last half hour. If you didn't hear it, it's hour number 4 of Good Day. Governor James Gilmore on for a while, and I focused in on two things with him, the VA experience, because he's a veteran, and the tax thing, which he, I mean, whether you believe it or not, you're listening to him, it sounded to me, Richie, like he crafted that idea, that proposal, long before these other guys took it. Now, Johnny-come-latelys are using the idea, and we all support it, because we know we have to do something with the tax structure, and pretty much all of them are singing that same song now, about how you have to change the corporate tax rate. And when you listen to the explanations, or you understand what actually is going on and why the jobs are going offshore, this is not difficult to figure out. But yet it's so poorly presented by the news media in general. There's no teaching going on. I think the news media should be, in a way, a teacher explaining things. Why is it that people just take shots like Bernie Sanders says, all these companies are going offshore, we got to tax them more. That's death. These people are not going to stay here and create jobs.
Yeah.
Of course it's why they're leaving.
That's what I think. That's where the failure of Bernie's message comes to, for me anyway. I mean, I think he's...
But the kids understand that, Jennifer.
I don't know.
Your younger friends, you heard it from two or three people here who were talking about it.
I don't think they get it. I got attacked on Twitter because I asked the question, who pays for all these programs? And somebody somebody attacked me on Twitter saying, you're ignorant. It's Wall Street that's going to pay. Bernie's going to tax Wall Street.
Really?
Breaking news, corporations in Wall Street are not going to lose a dime of money. They're either going to cut employees, they're going to cut wages, they're going to raise prices on their goods and services. I mean, it always...
Or they're going to leave the country or all of
the above. It's always going to trickle down to the middle class.
So how is it that people don't get that unless there's an intention? There's a whole big thing about Marco Rubio and whether he was right that Obama... In a way, I actually thought Rubio was right about that. I think that there is a concerted effort to screw with the fiber and fabric of our country the way Rubio explained it. The others said he didn't know what he was doing.
No.
In many ways, he doesn't know what he's doing.
It's not that. It's just that he said it three times.
Right.
No matter.
Yeah.
No,
he repeated himself not knowing
what else to say.
Right, exactly. I mean, he. There's no question about the fact that Christie got him dead to rights, bing, bang, boom, right between the eyes. But that isn't where I'm not really, that's not my focus here. The focus is on the message as to whether he knows what he's doing, Barack Obama knows what he's doing or not. And in some respects, he does when it comes to that sort of thing. But in actually management style, he doesn't know what he's doing. You can see that. But has he steered the country in a direction that he thinks it ought to go in for whatever the reason, whether you think he's a socialist, whether he's a communist, whether he's working for the Muslims, whatever it is that you think. There are really definitive changes in our country in the 8 years that he's been here, and in my opinion, most of them are bad. So I would say
when you talk about Bernie and the young people and about the young people and President Obama, actually, they get indoctrinated in the college system, and they come out of college thinking this certain way about life. They haven't been slapped in the face with it yet. And I think that's what sort of
Gilmore was saying
is the naivete. From
so, Richie, why didn't Gilmore gotten more traction?
Yeah, no, he just hasn't, for some reason, hasn't flashed to where the media will catch on to something with him. You know, with Rubio, he's young, and he's good looking. With Cruz, he's the Tea Party guy. With Trump, he's the billionaire. Everybody's got some interesting single point that attracts the media to them. And Gilmore just, you know, he's your average politician when it comes to who he looks like and where
he looks like an average politician.
Where he came
suit, tie,
and
the whole thing.
He sort of sounds like it. I mean, I like what Gilmore has to say, but I was really trying to listen to what he was saying with you. Mm. And there's nothing that's going to bring you in.
There isn't.
You know what I mean?
There isn't.
Unfortunately.
He's vanilla.
You need to be a flash in the pan somehow so that somebody notices you at some point.
Or you have to have the warmth that brings people in.
Well.
And sadly, that's a bummer because you miss out on a lot of candidates who may not have.
But the other side of that may be that he's looking for a job once whoever gets in there. And this way he gets to know all the people who are the players.
It's good for him. I mean, people now know him on a national level,
right.
in a small way.
Yep. All right, we're in the midst of all the action. You hear the noise in the background here. I apologize for the noise. Can't do much about that. I'm just trying to be focused right on the microphone so you can hear me, but you're going to hear a lot of other between today and tomorrow. And this will be more of a madhouse tomorrow than it is today because they're going to really be out stumping on the day. There are 40% of the people in the state as of yesterday said they hadn't made up their mind either on the Democratic side or the Republican side.
That's who
they're going to support. But there's going to be a big turnout tomorrow, as there ought to be.
Add into that little mix before you move on.
Yeah.
There's a new poll out by Gallup right now that says New Hampshire is the least religious state in the U.S. So that'll be interesting to see how it plays out for the candidates on the right, like Ted Cruz, who really played to that really well, like he did in Iowa. So.
Yeah, well, I think that's part of all of this understanding who the audience is. 18 after the hour.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Valentine's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. 2 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $29.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the right corner, and enter code 7676. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Imagine her delight when 2 dozen gorgeous assorted roses arrive. And for such an amazing price, it's a win-win. Order now from Pro Flowers. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 2 dozen stunning assorted roses, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $29.99. And we'll include a vase for free. Fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift. Pro Flowers has everything you need to win Valentine's Day. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing Valentine's Day deal is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7676. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 7676.
Attention listeners of this station, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited? Are you receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. Be aware that the IRS has the ability.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Happy Hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. I'm in Manchester, New Hampshire, at the Ground Zero for politicians and their surrogates. Sometimes they come and join us one-on-one. Sometimes if they're running to some other place, they'll sit around the table. There are four or five of us who were together, and so we have what we call a round table. Each of us gets to ask a question or two of the candidates. So Carly Fiorina was up here a few minutes ago, and we sat around, and the five of us, four of us, I can't remember how many, that were asked her a question, and I led it off. So this is four different fellows. I'm not going to identify them because you won't know who they are anyway. They're just reporters and or hosts from various stations talking to Carly Fiorina. I led it off for the first question. How do you get the millennials to vote for you?
You know, I have exceeded expectations every step of the way. I started out 17 out of 16 candidates. Nobody thought I'd make it through the first month. And here I am. There are only eight people left. I've beaten a couple on that stage Saturday night already in Iowa. And I may just do it again. At every rally I have, I am surrounded by young people.
What are your expectations for tomorrow?
I'll exceed expectations, just as I have every step of the way.
WNTK, certain states legalizing marijuana here in the Granite State, we're talking about the issue with opioid abuse and the deaths therefrom. What would your plan be as Commander-in-Chief to tackle the drug issue in this country and also in the state of New Hampshire?
Well, you know, we buried our daughter to addictions, so this cuts very close to home to me. And I think we are misleading young people when we tell them that smoking a joint is like drinking a beer. It's not. We have to reform our criminal justice system. We have the highest incarceration rates in the world, and I can remember standing in front of a judge and pleading not to send my daughter to jail. His hands were tied. When we criminalize addiction, we are not treating addiction. I visited many fine prevention, treat, and recovery centers here in New Hampshire, but what they need is resources. It's why we have to get control of the money in Washington and quit wasting it in in Washington and send it to community centers and states where it will do some good. You know, the Veterans Administration is a stain on our honor, and it's an example of how politicians have let us down over and over again. Here's the truth. The people of this great nation were so outraged by scandals in the VA that they managed to get passed through their pressure on Congress a bill that said we could fire 400 senior executives. Only three of them have been fired. Two of them are suing to get their jobs back. Meanwhile, 307,000 veterans have died waiting for health care, and the VA handed out $142 million in bonuses for superior performance. Folks, the system isn't working for us. This is a stain on our honor. So you can't elect another politician who's going to promise you the moon and do nothing. We have to reform the VA, and I'm the only one with a plan to do it.
Give me your thoughts on the phenomenon, the Bernie Sanders phenomenon.
Well, you know, I think young people feel the American dream isn't real for them anymore. Young people are frustrated. The problem is Bernie Sanders is lying to young people. What he's telling them is the answer is more big government. But here's the truth. When government gets bigger, more complicated, more powerful, it also becomes more corrupt. And as it gets bigger and more powerful and more complicated, the more true it becomes that only the big, the powerful, the wealthy, the well-connected can handle it. And the small and the powerless and the young and the new are getting crushed. So Bernie Sanders is selling a lie to the young people of New Hampshire, and I hope they're smart enough to pay attention.
That last answer was so on as far as I'm concerned. I don't know that I use the term lie, but I think that there's a lot of disingenuous is another word, as far as the promises. It reminds me of hope and change, the same stuff. And they all do it. And the system is corrupt, as she suggested. So anyway, that was an excerpt from a roundtable conversation with me and three or four other hosts who are here in New Hampshire at the Radisson, talking quickly to Carly Fiorina. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Presidential contenders have been debating and fighting to get their voices heard in hopes of earning their party's nomination. But how are they faring with younger voters? A new survey finds out what some young great minds are thinking, and Brian Osich is here to tell you the story.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has five times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high-performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
It's time for Sam Adams' Know Your Beer Facts. What's one of the signature tastes of West Coast hops? Grapefruit. At Sam Adams, we added real, juicy grapefruit to our Rebel IPA to bring out that refreshing, citrusy taste. Try the latest addition to our Rebel IPA family, our new Rebel Grapefruit IPA. Some tastes are just better together.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program from the Radisson Hotel in Manchester, New Hampshire, today and tomorrow for the primary. And the most important thing going on at the moment is me trying to figure out how to send some pictures from my smartphone to...
Smartphone, dumb user.
So they can post to them. I don't know that I'm going to be able to do that.
That's not nice. You're going to say smartphone, not so smart user.
Right. Yeah, that may be it. Jennifer's just trying to get me into the right page and the hook and all this.
You're using an iPhone, correct?
I'm using my a Samsung smartphone.
Oh, Samsung.
That's why I handed them over to you.
Yeah. I don't have Samsung.
You used to, though, right?
No, I only have an iPhone, so
this
I hope
is
you
fascinating,
do that
I'm sure, to the people listening around the country. Maybe it is fascinating.
Oh, there's a lot of people who identify with you right now.
Of course they
I don't know how to do this.
How to do that. Right, exactly. Okay, so there is an unbelievability. I'm pinching myself a little bit here because I'm finding that I am more involved. I think I feel like I'm more involved this year than I have been. Maybe it's because the candidates that I think are smart or have a chance actually have a chance. I haven't voted for a winner in the national election since George Bush Sr. Was victorious in 1988. I did not vote for him in 1992. I didn't vote for Bill Clinton. I voted for the Libertarian candidate then. I'm trying to remember what. Harry Brown. Good guy, yeah. Very nice guy. Got about three votes. Mine was one of them.
Right.
And so, but that's my, that's just
kind of, I didn't vote for Ross Perot either. Many people think Ross Perot cost George Bush the election.
He did, whatever. Clearly.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. But at any rate, no. George Bush cost George Bush the election
because
he didn't tell the truth. Exactly. Right. That's why I did not vote for him.
Was he the first victim of the soundbite, do you think?
No. No.
Because now we see 1,000 victims of soundbites every,
Dukakis.
I mean.
Yeah, Dukakis and their Willie Horton, not the Willie Horton thing, but what killed Dukakis was the picture of him in the tank.
Right.
That's what killed him. He was done after that because he looked like a clown in that, and nobody took him seriously, which was good because he wasn't to be taken seriously anyway. But I think people take Hillary Clinton seriously, Bernie Sanders seriously, and they take Donald Trump seriously. A lot of people take Ted Cruz, I don't, Marco Rubio seriously. It's just my own persuasion, and because this is my program, I can say that. I'd say whether it was my program or not. Richie will tell you how he thinks. Jennifer will tell you how she thinks. I don't know that Hillary is inevitable. I don't know that Donald Trump is inevitable, but I will tell you, when I look at Ben Carson on Saturday night, I feel that he's lost it. He doesn't have what he had for whatever the reason.
It's too bad. He's a smart guy.
He's a very good guy.
He had to fire a bunch of his campaign staff.
He got the biggest laughs out of the audience, though.
Yeah.
He's very likable.
They couldn't. I thought it was interesting how unorganized it was at the beginning when they were introducing everybody. They couldn't hear. So Trump and Ben Carson stayed behind. You could see them on camera.
Right.
But they didn't know whether to go out or not. And what I thought was a moment of real warmth. You could see the two of them when they didn't think anybody was looking. That's always the behind it. That's why I went downstairs to talk to the waitress in the breakfast shop downstairs when I got my breakfast. And I said, all right, who's been in here? And she told me that Cruz had been in there, that Huckabee had been in there. And who else did she say? One of the other, who was it that had eaten down there? Not Bush, but somebody that you'd expect, perhaps.
Chris.
Nice, Richie. I said, who's the best tipper?
You're better than that.
And she said, Huckabee was the best tipper.
I'm telling you, I love Mike.
I know you like Huckabee.
I love him. He's a good man.
But you see,
them or not.
They pay no attention to this. For them, it's just another face and another mouth to feed, which is the way it ought to be. These people are not special. They're different, but that doesn't mean that they're special. We'd like to have a president who was different and special, and I don't know how to define that anymore. I don't know how to go further into the word special and try to define it. Somebody who will capture our imagination, somebody like Michael Bloomberg, frankly, who I think would be an extraordinarily inspiring.
Why don't you ask a couple of the candidates about that? That'd be interesting to see if
we'll find out who's wandering around here now. I won't see anybody again, I think, until the next half hour. But
anyway,
an observation about how these things all come together and what people think, what the news media wants you to think about the candidates. This is an unbelievable reality, I think, to see Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, who are really two peas in a pod. And in reality, they kind of really are. Hillary's a little bit less socialistic and a little bit more, she's not down to earth, but she's she gets the line. Do you know what I mean?
She's a politician. The sake of a politician. But, you know, a couple of interesting stories have been trending over the weekend about the Democrats. And 42%, there's a new poll that's out, 42% of Democrats think that socialism is good and okay.
Yeah, we know that.
People don't know
how the government works. That's the thing. Who is going to pay for all this stuff? And what happens? Do we stay? I mean, I think the Republicans made a point of it on Saturday night. Do we stay the leader, or do we just become another member of the pack? And what happens to the world if that's the case?
The reason Sanders has such popularity with young kids is because they're graduating from college with
$100,000
debt and no job, and they're scared, so they want to know that somebody's going to be there for them if they need it. And that's why they think socialism is okay, is because if I can't make it out here, who's going to protect me? Well, Bernie Sanders is.
You know, with free college, I mean, the left uses the academia.
Free.
What was that?
Free.
Yeah. Well, the left uses academia to kind of indoctrinate people into that sort of system where socialism is what is the order of the day. And so, of course, they want to give away free college.
So when are we going?
Training ground.
When are we going to stop with the campaigns from as soon as the president gets elected in November, it'll start all over again? Okay, who's going to run in 2020?
You'll get a year break, won't you?
Right, yes. We get a 1 year break.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, for a month or two, they'll say, okay, they'll talk about what can happen in 4 years, but then we'll get a 1 year break.
Well, anyway, it's a strange world we live in, Master Jack. That's all I can tell you. And to get it's very interesting how some of these people are like actors and actresses on a stage. The light goes on, the mic switches on, they're at it. As soon as you shut it off, it's like they were a robot. You shut off the switch. I mean, to see that.
Turn it on, turn it off.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
I think that's why I like someone like Huckabee. He just is, you know. Maybe that's why he wasn't successful.
I was with somebody a couple of weeks ago in Phoenix who was a personal friend of Mike's and liked him a lot and thought, you know, he would make a good president, but he's not going to get there. And maybe you understand the reason for it is not sometimes anything to do with the candidates themselves. Are the stars
the
lining
flavor
up?
Flavor of the day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And that's why Trump and Bernie Sanders are getting a lot of attention because they are different and people seem not to want to have the usual politics. The younger especially don't want to have politics as usual. And these are the people that are going to elect. They're going to be the most influential. We can predict where older voters are going to be for the most part, mid-range, mid-age voters, where they're going to be. The millennials will be the ones that decide who gets to be the next president. I'm pretty convinced of that. 43 past the hour here on Good Day.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Distracted pedestrians, thanks to cell phones, are becoming frequent flyers in emergency rooms. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Distracted walkers veer off course by a whopping 61%, ending up in potholes, tripping over a curb, or getting smacked by a car they swear has come out of nowhere. This phenomenon is most common among millennials, but women 55 and up are more likely to get seriously injured as a result. Here's the thing. Everyone thinks the problem is other people, but it's not. It's you. DCOC advice? You may think you can multitask, but you can't. Nobody can. So look ahead of you and not down when using stairs, stepping off a curb, or crossing the road. If you have headphones on and you can't hear surrounding traffic, it's too loud. If you have to send a text, pull over as if you were in the car. Yep, texting while walking can be that dangerous. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel. 175 years ago, Tocqueville warned Americans about a new kind of oppression from our own government. He said, "The government covers the surface of society with a network of small, complicated rules, through which the most original minds and the most energetic characters cannot penetrate. The will of man is not shattered, but softened, bent, and guided. Men are seldom forced by it to act, but they are constantly restrained from acting. Such a power does not tyrannize, but it compresses, extinguishes, and stupefies a people until a nation is reduced to nothing better than a flock of timid animals of which the government is the shepherd. We must look through the lens of liberty and take back our freedom before it's too late."
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
46 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program from Manchester, New Hampshire, where the room is steaming and teeming here. A lot of people who are in the news business wandering over each other or walking over each other or talking over each other. About 15 minutes ago, during the last, what was it, the news at the bottom of the hour, Donald Trump Jr. was in here, and he sat around one of the round tables. There were two or three of us asking him quick questions, and once again, I asked the first question.
No, you asked the last question, but
oh, I did ask
one
of
the most interesting questions. You can always tell when Doug Steffens sitting at the table.
All right. Well, I'm Donald Trump Jr., it's a pleasure to be here.
What would your father do to shore up cybersecurity attacks against the country?
Well, he'd bring in people who would actually understand what they're doing, and it's a big issue, obviously, the cyber attacks, and it's one of the biggest security threats we actually face today. And so he would do what he does in a business, which is bring in the best of the best to make sure that we have people that are competent and working on the right things, to make sure that those systems are in place to be able to thwart and defer any attacks that would be coming this way.
Now, we have no shortage of political legacies in Washington. We have a Bush running right now. We have a Clinton running right now. Do you think we'll be seeing another Trump entering the political field down the road?
I don't know. Right now, I'm not going to quit my day job, but I think what he's doing is really important, taking a business mindset to this country, trying to change the dialogue, saying, you know, if politicians are the answer, well, they've been the answer for the last 100 years and it hasn't worked. It's gotten progressively worse. And so trying to bring a business mindset to this and doing things, what he's done for our businesses, for this country, I think is going to be very important.
What do you talk about at breakfast?
With my father?
Yeah.
Well, these days it's about politics. Normally it'd be about business, but, you know, honestly, when we get at a family table, it's probably much more like a regular family than anyone would ever give us credit for. I mean, Christmas meals and holiday meals are just a good time. My father's, you know, really good. We're good at making fun of ourselves and making fun of each other and having a good time. He's much more of an ordinary guy than anyone would give him credit for, I think.
Is he a good cook?
I don't know if I trust him in the kitchen. I think I'll take the kitchen duties, but he's a great father, and that's what I can say.
Donald Trump Jr. here a few minutes ago.
Love it. That was a good question,
yeah.
Dougie.
Well,
aside from all the junk.
You know, and he had good answers to all three of those questions.
Yeah, smart kid. He's a smart kid.
Yeah.
And he's running around here.
I know. I'm watching.
Very available.
On Twitter, he just was posing with Tucker Carlson at the Fox News booth. So
yeah.
Wherever that is, he's there now.
I won't hold that against him.
Still waiting for his tweet with you, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was. They're jumping from one thing to the next to the next. A lot of people stories. Interesting. Actress Kate Del Castillo is wanted for questioning in relation to the El Chapo connection. She's going to be brought in for questioning. She missed an appointment with authorities she was supposed to have on Friday. She missed an appointment.
Yeah, right. She's hiding out from the Mexican federales. Are you kidding?
Right. Well, she's hiding out from, if she talks too much, she's going to need to be hiding out from somebody else.
Is El Chapo there in New Hampshire, Doug?
No, I haven't seen El Chapo.
No, he's not.
Woody Harrelson's wandering around, and you may know that he has applied for, this is another interesting people story here, he's applied for the marijuana dispensary license in Hawaii.
This is brilliant. Do you know how well marijuana does in Hawaii when it's not legal? Imagine how well marijuana will do when it is legal in Hawaii.
Imagine Woody Harrelson's pot lounge where everybody knows your name, they just can't remember it at the moment.
You know who's going to be there? Is Matthew McConaughey. All day long.
All right.
You think these guys are that? Do you really think
yeah.
that's what
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So why am I so naive about that?
I don't know.
But
I mean,
Jen, we were looking at the my wife and I watching the Matthew McConaughey Lincoln commercial the other day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He looks a little funny now, doesn't he?
Funny
well, he's gotten thinner, I think. He's kind of gaunt.
He doesn't
Is
look
that what you mean?
Healthy. He doesn't look healthy.
He does not look healthy.
He doesn't look healthy at all.
Yeah, he looks a little thin. I don't know. I like Matthew when he's got like that healthy glow. He's really attractive when he looks like that. But sometimes he gets too beachy, where he's real thin and he looks dirty, like he's got sand crust on his eyebrows.
He has horrible BO. I have from some friends that worked on a movie. He was in Framingham to do a movie a couple of years ago, and he spent 4 or 5 days here. And some extras that were on the set with him said, "Very nice guy." But he, in between takes, he's out on the lawn doing push-ups, sit-ups. He constantly is doing exercising.
Seems like he has the attention.
And he doesn't, you know, when he so somebody say, "Okay, call." I mean, they come in, and when he comes in, he's all sweaty and smelly. Which doesn't sound like a very attractive way to spend your time. 51 after on Good Day.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet!
What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet!
What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet!
What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet!
What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet!
What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude,
what does mine say?
Sweet!
Idiot!
I am a honeybee. I am a razor.
Last night, we lost our car. We accepted so much money from the president. And now some space
money. I'm going to get all of it.
Let's recap. Last night, we lost my car. We accepted stolen money from a transsexual stripper. And now some space nerds want us to find something we can't pronounce. I hate to say it, Chester, but maybe we should cut back on the Chivian.
All right. And if you don't recognize this movie, this is one of the greatest movies of the 90s.
Dude, really?
Where's My Car? With Ashton Kutcher, who turned 38 years old today.
I refuse to play your Chinese food mind game.
Yeah. Really funny, really stupid. I love stupid movies. Doug would hate this movie and everything about it and everything that it stands for. Chucker, you think they're going to have
a lot more stupid than funny. I find myself agreeing with Doug more and more.
That's a problem.
You're getting older, Chucker.
Stupid as fun. Where's Dude?
I'm on my porch in my rocking chair.
I want to know where Dude, Where's My Car 2 is and when that's coming out.
We're not going to see that anytime soon.
Thank God.
All right, so Chucker's got the big movie there. You know what, Chucker's, is Super Bowl weekend traditionally a good movie weekend or a bad movie weekend?
It's not a good movie. It's very, very slow.
But it's just Sunday that the game is on.
It's like anything else. I mean, the weekend itself, it really does feel like a national holiday.
Yeah, it really does. All right, movie news and the big movies of the weekend coming up at 55 past the hour on Good Day.
Recently, Verizon had to use tiny red balls to try to make you think they had a much better network than Sprint. But there's one big thing they left out. The new Sprint LTE Plus network delivers faster download speeds than Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. While Verizon seems to be focused on tiny balls, Sprint has been obsessively focused on building the network of the future. And to celebrate, Sprint is cutting their rates in half. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most mobile rates. You get the new Sprint LTE Plus network with faster download speeds than Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. And we'll even cover your cost to switch. $650 per line. Only Sprint. Better. Less.
Claim based on Sprint's analysis. LTE download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Speeds may vary. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to inline port activation fee and credits. See website for eligible plans. Savings through 1-818 after paid full amount. Restrictions apply. Buy up for your reward card after online registration and phone turn-in.
56 pass on Good Day. Jen, Rich, and Chuck are with you for Movie Moments. Chuck, last night during the Super Bowl, one of the commercials that got my wife and all the other ladies in the room very excited was to see that Jason Bourne will be back with Matt Damon. That's kind of a surprise. Did we know that was coming? Did I just forget that?
I read that it was coming. Doesn't have a title yet. I think it's referred to as a fifth Bourne film. But you know, it's interesting. They spend $5 million. They said between $4 and $5 million for a 30-second spot. If you're a movie studio, you think it's worth $5 million for 30 seconds? I guess it is during the Super Bowl.
That's the buzz.
You get. I mean, it launches your product. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, and he looks very edgy in this movie. It looks a little bit, he looks a little darker in it. Like, he's got more edge than he did in the last couple ones, which, I don't know, that's pretty hard to do. All right, what happened this weekend in box office totals?
Second weekend in a row, Kung Fu Panda 3, number one, $21 million, $70 million in 2 weeks of release. The Coen Brothers comedy, Hail Caesar, a movie Jennifer absolutely loved when you saw it the other day. I'm just kidding. came in second, 11.4, which is so. You know, I'm a Clooney fan, and Clooney's great, but, you know, Clooney's history of movies, he cannot open a movie. He's not an actor that really can open a film, although he's very well regarded in the business, and obviously well-liked, including by myself. The Revenant with Leonardo DiCaprio continues to do very well.
Wow.
7.1 over the weekend. It's seventh week of release, $150 million to date.
Wow.
The film has performed well overseas. Also, Star Wars The Force Awakens, 6.8, $906 million in 8 weeks. That's pretty good coin for any.
That's
studio.
Domestic or worldwide?
Domestic. Worldwide is done. It just crossed the $2 billion mark.
Good Lord.
So will this be, if this wins Best Picture, which it could at the Academy Awards, will this be the top grossing one?
Which one? The Revenant?
Yeah.
Of all the movies nominated yet, I believe that would be correct.
Mm-hmm. That's a big hit for an Oscar nominee.
Coming up. It's getting that time of year.
Absolutely.
All right, Chuck.
Rated R, hard R.
Thank you very much. It's 58 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.